Hi and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. And it was oilseed rape that took a hit as the week closed, but the outlook for the crop, which is a vital part of British crop rotations, is a much firmer demand. The reason is that the area planted across the EU is down by over 3% this winter, and the only thing holding back prices at the moment is a record Australian harvest, which is capping our crop at around about £360 a tonne. Now, whilst in Scotland we suffered real downpours of rain all summer with the wettest season for over 60 years, the Midlands, southern and eastern parts of England suffered their driest 12 months on record. It's been a real north-south divide, which has left the southerners facing real water shortages next year if they don't get the equivalent of a fortnight's solid rain, day and night, to lift groundwater levels. The knock-on effect could be disastrous, according to the NFUs in England and Wales. Last week also saw a down-and-out for the Farm and Wildlife Advisory Group, or FWAG for short. It went into administration, and that means a loss of jobs for the 90 advisers, who provided environmental and conservation advice to farmers. The end came after the UK government slashed environmental funding in the last spending review. Meanwhile, Thursday saw nearly 2,000 store sheep go through the ring at Dingwall. The auctioneer's comment: top and mid-store lambs up at recent rates, with correct ewes of all breeds scarce and dear. And the weaned calf sale on Wednesday saw a very mixed show of cattle on offer, which sold on the dearest trade of the season. And with prices of up to 265 pence a kilo for stots, I wouldn't argue with that. Now, turning to that much-discussed topic on this programme, namely sheep EID, the whole pot of confusion took a new turn last week, with the European Commission admitting they may have got it all wrong, and hinting strongly that they may have to review the whole raft of legislation. MEP George Lyons said, "Farmers now need clarity. It's all been rumbling on for far too long." And finally, if you thought that our harvest was late this year, spare a thought for High Auchenree Farm at Port Patrick in Dumfries, where last week they finally got started cutting the spring oak crop, with the crop coming off in what shall we say, less than ideal conditions. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming, when we're taking a look at the wool market.